This is the Daily Text for August the 3rd, 2016. What if what we think of as the church isn't really the church? Matthew 14:15 to 21. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Consider this. You will remember yesterday we left Jesus in the throes of deep grief over the loss of his cousin John. He was seeking the solace of solitude, where he could draw near to his father. He'd gotten into a boat to try and escape the crowds. No such luck. They followed him in hot pursuit. So Jesus is mourning his guts out, and 20,000 people are literally chasing him. In light of all this, let's remember verse 14, where we left off yesterday. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Here's the interesting part to me. Jesus spent the rest of the day working one-on-one with people, healing them. Let's be honest. Jesus did not feel like doing this. He was trying to do just the opposite, to escape the crowds and be alone with his Father. At the same time, he didn't seem to shrug his shoulders, grit his teeth, and power through. How do I know this? The text tells us he had compassion on them. Compassion is not a feeling. It doesn't come from an ought to, need to, should do, or can do motivation. Compassion is the heart of God for people. In its essence, the word means to suffer with. Compassion is not a decision, as in, should I help these people or not? Rather, compassion is a divine disposition. True compassion is not human helping turned up loud. True compassion is of another order of magnitude. Compassion is divine love expressed through human persons. To be possessed of it is literally to be unable to turn away from human need. It means to be constrained by the love of God. Jesus is the perfect manifestation of the compassion of God. And as Jesus was and is, so are we becoming. We do not become compassionate by trying harder. We become compassionate by giving ourselves more fully to Jesus. Trying harder only leads to compassion fatigue. Deeper abandonment to Jesus leads to our ordinary lives being transcended by the supernatural, empowering love of God. That's what discipleship to Jesus is all about. Let me say that again. Deeper abandonment to Jesus leads to our ordinary lives being transcended by the supernatural, empowering love of God. That's what discipleship to Jesus is all about. I think this feeding of the 20,000, you can do the math, is much more about Jesus discipling his followers than it is feeding the people. By instructing them to give the crowd something to eat, he exposed the absurdity of their ability to meet the needs of such a large crowd. It was utterly impossible. He was luring them into a scenario where they would witness the unlimited power of God, which is love. Only the disciples knew the extent of the deficit they were facing. 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 20,000 people is so far past the point as to be completely ridiculous. The crowd couldn't see the miracle. Only the disciples witnessed the food being multiplied in Jesus' hands. I think the whole point was to show the disciples, then and now, the possibility of a human life completely entrusted to him. As those 5 loaves and 2 fish were to the hungry crowd of 20,000, so were those 12 disciples to the insatiable needs and incurable diseases of the human race. It is absurd to think a small church could care for the needs of a large city. Isn't that what Jesus was teaching us in the parables of the kingdom? That the smallest seed becomes the largest tree, capable of housing all the birds of the field? That the tiniest bit of yeast could leaven an inordinately large amount of flour? Honestly, friends, the more I read the New Testament, the more I am coming to believe we are not even remotely near the kind of reality Jesus envisions for his church. I don't mean to be critical, but I often wonder if what we call the church is even the church at all. I think our eyes have for so long been so blinded by the spirit of this age that the church of our experience is only a thin shadow and anemic apparition of the on earth as it is in heaven reality we say we believe in. I do not intend any criticism of our leaders and churches. I'm one of them. Many would share this concern. I'm just running the obvious up the flagpole and seeing what you think. So what now? We need not despair, and we sure don't need to be defensive about what we're doing. It's time to become brutally honest with ourselves and one another about our discontent and dissatisfaction with the status quo. That's where awakenings begin. The questions. Number one, what do you think about this contrast I make between divine compassion and mere human helpfulness? Note, I'm not knocking human do-gooding. It's great, just not the same thing. Number two, have you experienced divine compassion? What you felt like was a love of another order and magnitude for other people before? And number three, do you share my discontent with the present state of affairs and the contrast between New Testament Christianity and our present experience of it? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.